WBZ H 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming
ABC
on the Civic
News,
Media
News, I'm Brian Clark. A historic strike impacting Detroit's three biggest automakers. United Auto Workers are on the picket lines at GM, Ford, and Stellantis plant locations in Ohio, Missouri, and Michigan. Robert Earls at the Ford assembly plant just outside Detroit and says a living wage is at the core of this strike.
89% of the people that work here can't even afford the truck that we make.
UAW leadership wants a 36% pay increase over the coming years, but automakers say these demands are unrealistic. President Biden is sending two aides to help with negotiations. Republican presidential candidate Mike Pence speaking at the annual Pray, Vote, Stand Evangelical Summit this hour in Washington, D.C. Other candidates, including Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida and former President Trump, will also speak at the three-day conference looking for the evangelical endorsement. Tropical storm watches and flooding alerts in New England ahead of Hurricane Lee's arrival. This is ABC News. Striking workers in California may soon get some state money.
For months, much of Hollywood has been out of work because both the writers and the actors are out on strike. There have been other big strikes in California this year, and now nurses are threatening to walk out. Lawmakers have okayed a bill that would allow workers who are out on strike to get unemployment benefits. It's something the striking writers have been asking for.
For all workers to have this tiny bit of relief.
New York and New Jersey already let striking workers collect unemployment. The cost to California would be enormous. It's unclear if Governor Newsom will sign it. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The American XL bully dog could soon be pet non grata in the UK. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak says the dogs are a danger to communities and plans to ban them. A series of recent attacks have sparked a public outcry. The dog was originally bred from the American Pit Bull Terrier. Last minute preparations are underway in Munich for Oktoberfest. The beer festival opens tomorrow. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters that deer season begins this weekend with the opening of archery and crossbow seasons. The two seasons run through either January 7th or January 31st, depending on the county, and all harvested deer must be registered by 5 p.m. the day after the deer is recovered. The DNR is also reminding hunters to practice proper safety, like wearing safety harnesses in tree stands and using a haul line to bring unloaded weapons to the stand. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin will resume abortion care services on Monday in Milwaukee and Madison. Abortion services have been suspended in Wisconsin since last year's U.S. Supreme Court Dobbs decision, which overturned the 1973 ruling in Roe v. Wade. Planned Parenthood's decision is based on a Dane County judge's ruling in July that Wisconsin's 1849 law does not cover voluntary abortions. Planned Parenthood began taking appointments again this week. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
We will be broadcasting from northern Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls.
That's right. Find Mike and Dom broadcasting live from Loopy's Grill and Saloon overlooking the river in Chippewa Falls. Join them there starting at 4 p.m.
Road trip! With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's joking how. Everybody's joking now.
The Vec.
Ramaswamy.
Cease and desist. Who would be worse? Mike Pence. I mean, Ron DeSantis trying to rap also would be wildly cringy.
Ron DeSantis trying to feel feelings is weird enough. I couldn't imagine him rapping.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates radio show.
100 degrees.
Ramaswamy literally said global climate change, human and effect climate change is a hoax.
Ron DeSantis effectively pivoted on the debate stage, said, I'm not going to answer your damn question because it will expose us as climate change denialists, which puts them in a minority, certainly with younger voters. Young people care about the future of this world, though.
The Devil's Advocates radio show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. We'll be right back. pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albus Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albus Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Be pre-recorded.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show for your Friday. Good to be with you today. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. This is our first full week in like a month, so it's nice to be here. A lot to get to today. We got Broadcorp coming at 4:30. I decided since after last night's game, we'll rip that Band-Aid off really quick. Plus, I want to talk to him about whether or not the Republicans will even run a candidate in Ruth Richardson's old seat. So we'll have to talk about that as well. Also, Geetha Seetharamaya is going to join us. She is a Star Tribune consumer reporter. If you haven't heard from your friends who use Delta SkyMiles, they're pretty PO'd right now. And yeah, apparently they have changed up their rules. And so Geetha's going to join us and talk a little bit about this. She's been covering this over at the Star Tribune. Patrick, how are we today?
Doing all right. It's a nice, cool, rainy day. Kind of a nice,
it is a nice day.
Pace.
Isn't it nice? By the way, did you notice this morning? I don't know when you went out, but it had been raining. And it was almost like you could feel the plants and the trees just sucking down every bit of moisture they have. You could actually feel it still felt dry even though it just rained.
Yeah, right, exactly.
It was weird. I was like, wow, they're thirsty. It is nice to see that. Although we will talk Vikings a little bit later on with Broadcorp, we're not a sports station, but I will ask you quickly, Gophers got a chance at North Carolina?
Well, I think the defense isn't going to really be the problem for the Gophers. It's going to be their offense trying to put up enough points, and I'm not sure they can do that.
At times, that team looks a lot better than they are, but that's only about 10% of the time. 90% of the time, they look like exactly who they are. So, got that. They got the Lynx playing on Sunday. Hopefully, they can stave off elimination, come here to Minnesota and play a game here. I'm not sure if that's going to happen. Twins beating up on the White Sox, which that's all right in the world. I actually have Chicago listeners. To my Chicago listeners, I know I'm a jerk, but man, I can't stand the Chicago White Sox. So there's that. So whatever your plans are this weekend, I hope you have a good time here and enjoy yourself. We still have some things to get to, including some dancing a little bit later on. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. But if you are in town, boy, oh boy, have I got it. I've got excitement for you because we have in this city this weekend a national championship going on that cannot be ignored. Or it can because I have no idea how you play this game. Catan. Is it Catan? Is that how you say it?
Are we talking about the board game?
Yeah, the board game Catan.
I think it's. I think it might be Catan.
Catan!
From the people I have played that game.
I've already lost them as listeners. I think I played it once. I'm like, what? From the people across the country will descend upon the Twin Cities this week and through barter for wood, bricks, wheat, and sheep. It's not a trade conference. It's a board game tournament. The U.S. National Championship for the Popular Strategy and Diplomacy board game Catan is being held at the Radisson Blue at the Mall of America Saturday and Sunday. I imagine that's going to be better than the Holiday Inn conference room over in Wichita. How are these guys going to do when we bring them to the Mall of America? I mean, this is going to be like, oh my God. Is there a manga? There is. There's a manga store over there now, isn't there?
I think that sounds right.
Oh God. Dear Lord, they're coming. It's like salmon going upstream. They're just coming in here and finding their natural habitat. Roughly 100 people, 100 whole people will be competing in the U.S. National Championship over the weekend. Kelly Schmitz is the band director for Catan Studios, the publisher of Catan's English games and expansions, and is based in Roseville. Boy, talk about bringing it home here. She has said this is the second time Minnesota has hosted the national tournament, the first since 2021. It was way more scaled down. It was very small because of the pandemic. But now this year is the biggest one we've ever had, said Schmitz. We've never had this many participants at a national tournament at National. Once again, 100 whole people. That's the biggest. Okay. Russell Rothman of Farmington is one of the three Minnesota players aiming for the national title and a chance to attend the World Championships for the U.S. Really? It will be fun to see what level of play. Is there going to be like 300 people on the world talent? I just wondering how many people you got on the world stage on this one. It'll be fun to see what level of play is here compared with the qualifier. Qualifier I was in. I think it's more that people don't want to go out of their way to make one of these and just want to do it for fun, he said. Whereas these are serious ones, I think, that can make it to the world championship. Are they? Okay, I'll take your word on it. Rothman admits he's probably a bit more of a casual player than many others who will be at the tournament this weekend. He enjoys playing the game in various expansions that won't be featured in tournament play because of its varied elements. Wasn't that character on Parks and Rec based on, you know, his, the one character that Amy Poehler liked, got married to at the end of that show?
Couldn't tell you.
Oh, God. Didn't he invent a very similar version of this game? Oh, God. Well, welcome, all 100 of you. It's a cool town, man. We got lots going on here. None of the sports teams are in town this weekend. Are there? Is the United in town?
You'd have to check their schedule. But, yeah, the Twins are in Chicago. The Vikings aren't playing.
Any big
Gophers are in North Carolina.
Any big concerts this weekend? Not that they'd ever go to a concert, mind you, but it's just still we can put the option out there.
I would say there probably is, but I can't tell you who it is because I probably didn't want to go.
It'd be great if it was something like Gwar. I mean, let's just take him up to see the Gwar concert. Yeah! Well, I remember my first time in the big city. Have fun. Enjoy yourself. Kick some caboose and enjoy it. And enjoy it. Well, you're at the Mall of America. That's good fun anyway. So just go have a good time out there and enjoy it there. And all my best there. And USA, USA, whoever wins this championship of bartering for sheep. Go team, I guess is the way I'll go with it. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. I think it's time for us to get an update on the party of family values, the Republican Party. Do we have some music there? Oh, yeah. How long is this, by the way?
We could keep this going for 45 whole minutes.
Dang, great, you could. Oh, yeah. That's right, the Republican Party, who like to claim they're conservative Christians. But if anything has proved us wrong, you're sure. Sure you are. Our latest example of, okay, sure. Rising Republican star, tipped by many to be Donald Trump's running mate, should he win the presidential nomination, and has been involved in a clandestine affair for years. Multiple sources have told the Daily Mail. Married South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, 51, who stresses her belief in family values. Oh, just not her family's, I guess. And Trump advisor Corey Lewandowski. Okay, on 1, 2, 3. Ugh. Who also, by the way, is married. Really? That's, yeah, really? Okay. Apparently, they began clang, clang, clang goes the trolley about 2019, if not before. Now news of the relationship threatens to wreck Noem's chances of joining Trump's ticket. What are you talking about? Hey, she's kind of hot. You just can see it. Can you have her hold some hamburgers? Oh, yes.
I mean, the guy tried to overthrow the United States. I mean, you can't really say anything is going to disqualify anyone at this point.
He's calling her rookie at this point. Yeah, apparently that, this high moral standard of, we only tried once to overthrow the government of the United States. It might be the disqualifier for, hey, I'm having sex doing the horizontal bop with him. Yeah, apparently so. This might hurt his chances. I mean, seriously, just hold a hamburger. Trump's going to be, hey, hamburger, you're my vice presidential running mate. And the reality of this is if you're holding the hamburger, he's probably naming the hamburger his vice presidential candidate, but you by proxy get the nod, okay? So just, every time I would walk down a hall around Donald Trump, I'd have a hamburger. There's my vice presidential candidate. I love you. Love you too. Trump hamburger. Ketchup's going to be my Secretary of Defense. Big bucket of chicken's going to be my education secretary. Don't think that's not actually going on. Neither denied the affair. When asked by the DailyMail.com, the governor issued a statement attacking us for the timing of the article while Lewandowski did not respond to a request for comment. Well, because he's out there having sex, man. Clang, clang, clang goes the trolley. Yeah. Is this really surprising to anyone? However, after the initial publication of the OWL article, NOAM spokesman Ian Fury, vehemently insisted the pair had never had an affair. The two met up on Friday last week when Lewandowski traveled with Trump to Rapid City, South Dakota for a campaign rally. But the pair, who made aware of the pending story about the relationship, were careful to have no public interaction or contrast to previous occasions. Noam, who served four terms as a state's only member of the U.S. House of Representatives, won the governorship in 2018, promising to uphold the wholesome family values she said South Dakotans have long embraced. Defending traditional marriage, which he has defined as a special God-given love between one man, one woman, and another married guy. I mean, it's because that's what she's doing. She sits there and says, marriage has got to be between a man and a woman. And she's out there, get the other man. What a hack. What a hack. It was the foundation of her beliefs, policy priorities, and the ideas she lives by, said Noam, who has sons and two daughters with her husband. Does she? Brian, who she married in 1992, who, by the way, I can only imagine what that household must be like right now. So we've all seen Christy Noam, right? Is there any doubt in your mind that she's basically just going over there? I don't care what you think. You're going to sit down and shut up and just ignore the fact that I've done this. Because if you want to lose all your power in this state, well, I'm fine. Get upset about it. But you better, you got on board this train. It's not my fault that I had an affair. You can just see this. Yikes. She has long been linked with Lewandowski, who's been pushing hard for Trump to add her to his ticket. He may not be very smart, but it takes big cojones to lobby to have your mistress named as one of the most powerful people in the country, the one GOP operative told the Daily Mail. It does nothing. You think about it. Yeah, it's like, hey, I got a side hustle here that I want really well. And she's holding a hamburger. Look at that. Huh? Yeah. I don't know why she sounds like Beetlejuice, but... the far-right website American Greatness claimed in 2021 the two had romantically involved, although it gave no details. At the time, she scornfully dismissed the story. Guess who is lying? So, okay, let's just run this all of a sudden here. Not only is this whole argument about family values an absolute joke, that, you know, she's, you know, like I said, that doesn't mean a damn thing to her. But also the woman of integrity has been lying her ass off for quite a while about the fact that people actually were knowing about this, and how dare you try to besmirch my good reputation. I need to go find this man I'm sleeping with and have sex with him to forget my stress about this. You can't make it up. She scornfully dismissed the story as total garbage and a disgusting lie. She said she loved her husband. Well, not that much. And was proud of the God-fearing family. Not really. They had raised, and the story quickly died. But Daily Mail investigation has uncovered extensive evidence of the couple's romantic relationship. Dozens of trips that mixed business with pleasure. flights to donors' private planes, and stays at luxury resorts where their intimacy was observed and noted. Yikes, who pulled the short straw on that detail? Former Trump operative Charles Johnson, of course he is, wrote in a Substack post that he had seen them acting in a very flirtatious manner at an August 2020 meeting in the Republican Attorney General's Association at the Cloister Resort. Wait, baby, why don't you meet me over at the Cloister Resort on Sea Island? Oh, yeah. Is there anyone at the Cloister Resort that's not having an affair? Can I just ask that question? Oh, yeah. There you go. The Cloister Resort. Really?
Hey, honey, I found the perfect place. It's called the Cloister.
I referred to Joe from Arrested Development, in a running gag they did there. But I'll just, we're going to the Down and Dirty Hotel. Do they have an hourly rate at the Cloister? Can I ask that? Johnson told DailyMail.com he'd seen Noam discreetly take Lewandowski's hand and put it on her lap. Hello there. Lewandowski put his arm on her back at the same time. Hello there. Do they know how sex works? Can I ask that question? I'm presuming they do, but...
Do they know how being in public works when they don't want other people to know what they're doing?
It sounds like two robots. Hello, other human. I'm here to romanticize you. I will put my hand on my lap and my arm behind you while we enjoy the fine shrimp buffet at the Cloister. Yeah. Cloister Resort. Seriously. The pair seem to be dating despite being married to other people, Johnson wrote on Substack. Yeah, speaking of Substacks. All right. The double entendres have to stop. No. This... She should resign. End of story. I am only applying the same standard the Republicans would apply if a Democrat was caught in the same exact standard. I'm only repeating what they should say. She clearly can't be trusted. She's clearly not from the party of family values. She's been lying her butt off. She doesn't care about her husband. She doesn't care about her family. All she cares about is having sex with Corey Lewandowski at the Cloister. Is there a grotto at the Cloister? Never know. Sorry. You can't give a story like this to me. I'm a child. She should resign because she's her entire thing is a lie. Remember when she basically hauled the head of real estate licenses in to scream at them for not giving her daughter one? She doesn't care about her family. She only cares about herself. She doesn't care about the state. She doesn't care about anything. She only cares about herself. But hey, Republicans, there you go. That's what you Christians in the Republican Party call family values. That's what you Christians praise as great leadership. It's interesting what positions your Christian leaders take. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Hey, the stupid continues with Lauren Boebert when I come back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
It's an absolute must for any true foodie. Vinaigrette at 50th and Xerxes in South Minneapolis offers premium oils and vinegars for the most discriminating of tastes. This is Sarah Piepenberg, owner of Vinaigrette. We bottle on-site, there's no guesswork, and you get to taste test each and every oil and vinegar we offer. Our direct relationship with the growers ensures an uncompromised level of satisfaction. When you need to know you're cooking with the finest ingredients, first contact the independently owned Vinaigrette, 50th and Xerxes in South Minneapolis. Online at vinaigrettemn.com.
The place for autumn fun is the Park Tavern. Live music is taking over the Park Tavern's dog-friendly patio this fall. Head over on Tuesday, September 19th for Bryce Heggie. Wednesday, September 20th, it's Gospel and Grave. And on Thursday, September 21st, it's The Ice Holes. Music runs from 5:30 to 8 p.m. and reservations for groups of 8 or more are recommended. And the Park Tavern offers private and semi-private spaces for small and large groups with no room fees and no minimum spending requirements. On Louisiana Avenue, north of Highway 7 in St. Louis Park, autumn fun is waiting for you at the Park Tavern.
This is Chad, owner of AM950, here to tell you about the exterior construction company I trust, Snap Construction. If your home was hit with the most recent storms, trust the most well-reviewed exterior construction company, Snap Construction, for a free home inspection.
This is Ryan, owner of Snap Construction. There are a lot of great construction companies in town. My advice is to take your time and do your research. Make sure they are locally owned and that they guarantee their craftsmanship for life. Also, you want to find a company that's been in business for at least 10 years. You want to work with a company that's going to be there long after the work is done. Snap Construction has handled thousands of claims, and we'll help you through the process.
Don't go with the out-of-town, fly-by-night contractor. Most storm damage goes missed by the untrained eye. Trust Snap Construction for your free storm damage evaluation. For your free storm damage evaluation, call Snap Construction at 612-333-SNAP or visit them online at snapconstruction.com. That's 612-333-SNAP or snapconstruction.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. Geetha Seetharamaiah. Geetha Seetharamaiah is going to join us once again from the Star Tribune. She's a consumer reporter over there. Coming up here in about 10 minutes to talk about the Delta Sky Miles. How that's kind of blown up in their face a little bit. So Lauren Boebert goes to see Beetlejuice in Denver. I'm going to presume just like when we get, you know, the theater on Hennepin stuff, the Hennepin Trust stuff, we get the touring companies coming in. They come sometimes, saw Fiddler on the Roof over at the Ordway. Sometimes they play over there. Good stuff. You know, they come onto town. But Beetlejuice came into town and to Denver, which, by the way, if you know anything about the Beetlejuice musical, I can only imagine what the character has brought into that show now that Lauren Boebert has done this, because I guarantee you they're referencing it in the show. The guy that plays Beetlejuice, there is some ability to improv. Let's just put it that way. So she goes and see this, and apparently she was just what you would expect Lauren Boebert. Once again, Christian family values. Christian family values. She was apparently vaping. She was being loud and obnoxious. She apparently was taking pictures during the show, which, by the way, they actually tell you at the beginning of every show, do not take pictures of the show. But apparently Lauren Boebert is too stupid to even realize that. But that's what she admitted, at least, initially in the first round. She admitted to this, but she insisted that she did not vape. Well, then, I got news for you. She's a fire-breathing dragon, or a toad. Fire-breathing toad. We'll go with that. Because there's video. A pregnant woman who sat behind Boebert told the Denver Post that she asked the lawmaker, whom she did not recognize, to please stop vaping. Boebert refused, later called the pregnant woman a sad and miserable person. Seriously. Seriously. How... This is who she is. This is Lauren Boebert. She is that jackass of a person we all know. That one person who basically will drive her car into someone else's car and say, why did they hit me? You know, that sort of thing. She is the person who will basically, you know, always is bitter and angry and blames everyone else when something goes wrong. And then even though she might not have had anything to do with her own success, she claims 100% that she is responsible for it. That is exactly who she is. She is just a miserable, angry person who his entire life is trying to deal with making good for wrongs in her life and taking it out on everyone else as she goes. A pregnant woman at this show is saying, please don't vape in here, which she's clearly doing. Way to be there, 14-year-old idiot. Hope you enjoy your Chinese antifreeze. And when the woman says, could you please stop, She's a sad and miserable person. These people in front of us were outrageous, the woman who was not named told the newspaper. I've never seen anyone act like that before. Bulberstream earlier this week had claimed that the only thing she did wrong was take a photo during the performance. Bulber herself wrote on X, formerly that Twitter, that she was guilty of laughing and singing too loud. They have extended cut of the footage, which shows Bulber being disruptive at multiple points during the performance, raising her hands and being very animated, even at points in the performance when everyone else was sitting calmly. Was she drunk? Was she smoking meth out of that vape pipe? There he is. Family values. And once again, what do we have? We have a woman who is pregnant. This is supposed to be the bellwether of Christian, you know, righteousness. The pregnant mother. We need to take care of that baby. And here is Bulbert vaping in front of everyone, which is just a douchey thing to do to anyone, period. Smoking or vaping around other people. It just is. But then, of course, her concern about the pregnant mom doesn't matter because I got my vape on. It's cherry flavor. Just, it's a trailer park episode. I mean, it's a Trailer Park Boys episode. I don't quite know. How do Republicans look at this? This is, she, if I'm not mistaken, she represents Colorado Springs area. How do people look at her and say to themselves, yep, that's the quality representative I want there? Just an embarrassment. My guess is going to be, because I can tell you right now, this is one of those stories that it's what gives us chuckles and laughs right now, and it shows us how really horrible of a human being she is. But this is the kind of story that in Colorado, wherever this is locally, this is going to resonate. And my guess is going to be sometime, probably before next year, she might even say, I've decided I'm not going to run again. I've done everything I wanted to accomplish. Because she's going to realize she's going to lose because her own press that she has generated, she's done a Bachman. She has generated so much bad press against her that even she could not win a Republican district. So that was going to be my guess, is that at some point here, even though she's addicted to the power, I think she'd rather walk away than lose, like Bachman. So 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. We're going to talk a little bit about the Delta Sky Miles story as well, once again, with Geetha Seetharamana. She is with the Star Tribune. We're going to talk with her about the decide to change the rules, which doesn't make a lot of sense. That's coming up in a second. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Fall is here and it's the season of changes. But you know what doesn't change? The fun and excitement at the National Eagle Center in Wabasha. Pack up the family for a perfect day trip and take a drive to Wabasha to join the celebration during their Soar Fall Flight Festival happening September 23rd and 24th. They're highlighting fall migration along the Mississippi River Flyway and celebrating Native American cultures and their connections to eagles. You'll meet the live eagle ambassadors, catch an exciting program in the beautiful Riverfront Amphitheater, and enjoy a front row seat to fall migration. You can explore Native and Indigenous cultures by visiting the exhibitor booths from Effigy Mounds National Monument, Indigenous artist Inkpa Manny, and Native American craftsman Dick Mindykowski. Plus, meet live birds from the Midwest Peregrine Society. Register for an unforgettable eagle viewing trip or behind-the-scenes experience and enjoy seasonal arts and crafts for all ages. It's a fall party with the Eagles, and you're invited. Get all the details online at nationaleaglecenter.org/soar and schedule your Eagle Fun today.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. Even though Auto Technical is a small nonprofit, we have helped more families with transportation than any organization in Minnesota. Since 1994, we have reconditioned donated vehicles so they have a higher tax benefit. Call Richard at 612-919-5526. 612-919-5526 or autotech.org.
Mental health challenges among our youth have reached crisis levels post-pandemic. Anxiety, depression, trauma, and addiction are at unprecedented levels among teens and young adults. Parents, if your adolescent, teen, or young adult is struggling with mental health challenges, empower them with a fresh start at Hazelden Betty Ford. Hazelden Betty Ford can provide a clear path forward for you and your children in network with most insurance. This message is brought to you by Hazelden Betty Ford, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
If you've made the decision to level your home and build new or to renovate, hire Better Futures Minnesota to take it apart by hand. Think before you scrap. Think of the energy and greenhouse gases saved by diverting what can be reused and recycled from the landfill. Better Futures Minnesota can do it for you. Hennepin County residents and public entities, there are funds available to make the environmentally right thing to do comparable to demolition. Check out BetterFuturesMinnesota.com. That's BetterFuturesMinnesota.com.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for partly cloudy skies today with a high near 73. Tonight clear with a low around 52. And Saturday sunny with a high around 70. Nightingale at 26th and Lindale in Minneapolis is your cozy neighborhood bar and restaurant. Come in for dinner and drinks. Favorites include the pan-roasted halibut and famous Nightingale burger and fries. While for dessert, make sure you check out the chocolate pot au creme. Open daily 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. with dinner until midnight. More at NightingaleMPLS.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, the Matt McNeil Show. Well, if you're like me, all of a sudden you had a bunch of your friends who are part of the Delta Sky Miles Club that are all really angry about some things that Delta has decided to do. They're changing some of the rules and some of the access you can get with this program, which is a shockingly popular program, which I'm kind of to a point surprised Delta is messing with, but... To find out more about what exactly is happening, joining us right now is the Star Tribune consumer reporter, Geetha Sitharamaya. She is kind enough to join us to talk a little bit about Delta's decision and kind of the fallout from this a little bit. Geetha, thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
My absolute pleasure. First of all, if you don't mind me, because I do know that we say these things like Sky Miles and rewards points and stuff like this. But I think that sometimes people, there are a lot of people that don't do a lot of traveling that might not understand exactly what this was. This was a program that Delta put into place quite a few years back, to basically encourage people to be loyal customers with credit cards and stuff like this and earn points as they were loyal. Is that a good way to say it?
I think so, absolutely. I mean, I think these programs started out as frequent flyer programs. They've now kind of transitioned to more rewarding the highest spending customers in this latest move by Delta.
It is a success. I mean, I got to admit, it was a little interesting to hear that they were going to adjust this because I've known for many years people who have taken advantage of this. Oh, I can upgrade. I can get a round trip ticket. This is something that people had been paying attention to. So clearly it was generating business for Delta. That's a fair assessment, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's been very popular and you know, I've talked to some customers who are disappointed because they've really tried to game the system and maintain their status, and now they're worried that they're not going to be able to achieve that status, and they're irritated with Delta, and they don't want to take the extra trip a year to keep their status. So yes, this has been a wildly popular program, and maybe part of the reason that Delta's making the changes. I mean, they are, you know, they're seeing so many people get these rewards or try to get the rewards, try to get the upgraded seats. And sometimes people at the entry level status aren't seeing the rewards. So I think Delta's wanting to make this more of an exclusive program, more of a reward for its highest spending customers. And there's been also a lot of news about their Sky Clubs, how they've been overcrowded.
Yeah.
So they're trying to limit the traffic there as well.
Yeah, and just that's at the individual airports. They have pretty much most of the major airlines have a kind of a specialized area. And they've had actually problems where they've had too many people in there, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. So they are taking steps to, make the situation more limited. They've added a brand new beautiful Sky Club at Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport. But they've been so popular, and especially with COVID, with a lot of the restaurants and stuff closed down in the airports, the clubs have became even more populated.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to turn that around.
Well, that's a good problem to have. I mean, to a point, I almost kind of like, wouldn't the solution? I mean, okay, I'm a novice here, and I'm speaking just from my perspective. But it's like, okay, let's double the space of the Sky Club. I mean, you're getting that many people interested. I mean, that's brand loyalty. Businesses, that's business 101, building up that loyal fan base. So to a point, it is a little bit surprising that they have made the decision to kind of limit the access to this, because this kind of is going to end up hurting the people, I think, that are that most loyal fan base of a product, which, once again, in business 101, that's pure gold.
Yeah, I mean, it's they're taking a risk, but they know what they're doing at Delta headquarters, and they have a lot of analytics, so they must feel they can afford the risk.
Mm-hmm.
But the customers I've talked to this week said, you know, in the past they might have spent, I talked to one guy, he might have spent another $100 to fly Delta. Now he won't.
Mm.
He's got platinum status. He doesn't think he's going to hit that. And I talked to another customer who's got entry-level silver status this year. He didn't see a lot of the benefits. He never got an upgrade to a more comfortable seat or to first class. Wasn't what he was hoping it would be. He says he'll still fly Delta. It's his first choice. But, you know, there's not as much of a, you know, an allegiance on some of the irritated customers.
Now, and if I may, once again, kind of going back to the basics of this, part of the way you get points is using their premium credit cards, correct?
Yep. All right. The Delta Sky Miles American Express cards.
And then as well, is it just if obviously you can use that credit card to buy the ticket, but is there also rewards you get for, you know, being, you know, flying more often than not? Are there rewards there?
Not so much. They're going away from that model of how much you fly, and they're going to what they call medallion qualification dollars starting next year for 2025 status. So it's more about what you spend. So, for instance, an expert told me if you're going to spend more than $6,000 on Delta a year, or without spending a dollar on Delta, you'd have to spend $120,000 on your Delta Sky Miles credit card just to earn the lowest level of status. And that's with the base level Delta Sky Miles American Express card.
What was that price? $120,000?
Yep. You either spent $6,000 flying Delta or on Delta Vacations or on a rental car through, you know, at Delta.com. You know, they offer a few different options for spending on Delta besides the flights now. But you're either spending that $6,000 on Delta or $120,000 on your Delta Sky Miles credit card.
Wow. And that just gets you to the basic level.
That's the basic level. That's
right.
Just silver.
The earned 25 status here. You list this in your article here. It's up for silver medallion. It's 6,000, no longer 3,000. And remind you, you were running into people who were saying that even at that silver level, even though they've doubled it, even when it was at 3,000, there was a lot of people at that silver level that weren't seeing the benefits.
Right. Okay. Right. Because there's so many people, especially in our market, Minneapolis, St. Paul. They're lined up with all the other people who have status trying to get into first class.
Mm-hmm. Gold medallion goes to 12,000 from 8,000. Platinum up from 12,000 to 18,000. And diamond to 35,000 from 20,000. I mean, obviously, there are some people here that travel a lot. And you do that. Although, that's the other side of this, which I kind of thought a little bit about. It's like, if you make it to where, especially when you're a smaller business or you're kind of doing a lot of your own company and you're doing a lot of your own traveling and you're traveling around, it's gotten to the point now where we still have this remote capabilities. And don't get me wrong, I think a lot of people are flying again and a lot of people are doing business travel again. But I wonder how much of a risk that Delta has factored in that you basically say to these loyal fan base of yours, well, it's going to be a lot more expensive to you. Then all of a sudden, do you take that flight or do you just do a Zoom call?
That's an interesting question because business travel isn't back completely. So, I mean, you kind of wonder where that will go. And in terms of the dollar for spend to get to these levels, these new thresholds, like when you're using the credit card, there's a formula. It's one medallion qualification dollar for when you spend 20 on the platinum card. It's one for $10 on the reserve card, the Delta Sky Miles reserve card.
Wow.
So that's a lot of spend you have to do.
So this has not gone over well. And I can say this because I've got friends on Facebook and stuff like this that are like, I can't believe this. I get, and these people have talked about getting benefits. They must not be at silver. They must be on one of the higher levels. And all of a sudden this new threshold they need to acquire, it is taking a lot of their fan base stepping back and saying, really? I mean, this is how you reward us for being the loyal customers?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be really interesting to see what happens. I mean, I've talked to some customers who are just sure that Delta's going to make some change down the line. It's going to backtrack on some of this. And then, you know, in our market, it's kind of hard to say. I mean, Delta offers 70% of the airline seats in this market. They have a huge network nationally and globally, many nonstop flights. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see if the consumer kind of just says, you know, I'm going to try Sun Country, or I'm going to try some other airline if it's a little cheaper.
Whenever I've seen airline-on-airline violence, where they basically get into, you know, kind of bidding wars and price wars, it's always interesting when you have a new airline that will come into an airport and they'll put in, oh, we're going to have a $99 round-trip flight to Chicago, and all of a sudden every other airline, including the big ones, drop their price to $99 or even less to basically counter that because they don't want to be the last man standing, per se. Is this opening up a door? I mean, obviously Sun Country is there. United is not as big here, but I mean, it is there. Could another airline come in here and say, hey, you know what? You know, we're going to keep things at that level and try to offer better rewards. Is there an airline that could come in here and possibly gobble up some of Delta's customers?
I haven't heard that. And what I have heard is that with the major carriers, they don't like to necessarily go into other major carriers' hub airports. But I will say that Sun Country is growing. It's a fast-growing airline, really trying to get the more middle-class kind of consumer, somebody, the leisure traveler who pays with their own money. And internationally, you know, Lufthansa is going to be starting service to Frankfurt for the first time next year, and Aer Lingus is restarting service to Europe, to Ireland, and the rest of Europe, you know, after their pandemic pause. So, you know, there's a little bit more competition, but Delta is very dominant here.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, that does kind of keep them the other dogs at bay per se here. But I think that if you see a business, and it doesn't necessarily have to be an airline, but you see a business stumble, that creates opportunity. And I'll tell you what, I mean, I've been on the Delta flights. I've been on the Sun Country flights. I've been on United flights, but I've been on these flights. And there, you know, when you're flying 2-3 hours, they're all pretty much, you know, you're going to get a similar experience no matter which one you're on. So I think that if Sun Country particularly is the one that might be able to take the low hanging fruit here and be able to create something, I think that if Delta got wind of something like that happening, I think that as some of the consumers had brought to you, that they might revisit these rules.
Yeah, it'll be, like I said, it's going to be really interesting to see, because I think they had to have spent a lot of time coming up with this. And Delta is trying to appeal to both business class traveler and premium leisure traveler. Mm-hmm. The people they discovered during the pandemic who weren't traveling for business, but they were willing to pay more to be in comfort, to be in first class. And that's a growing part of Delta's business. So, you know, like I said, it'll be really interesting to see, or if they come up with some other perk for all the people they've irritated.
my wife's a project manager, so yeah, this, I guarantee you, this has been in the works for a while. This is not a knee-jerk thing, so it will be interesting to see where it goes. I did want to make sure I quickly mention, because you are looking for people to share their tips. You've got a story that just came on out. How do you save money on groceries? You're looking for feedback there. Is that correct, Geetha?
Absolutely. I'd love specific tips, very specific, if you have them.
I'll share one right now. I will tell you this. If the minute I went back to it, sometimes it is too easy to grab that pre-processed stuff. But my experience has been the pre-processed stuff, that is more expensive. And if you can go back to, you know, kind of old school traditional food items, I mean, I made beans and rice and, you know, you can make, you know, homemade spaghetti and stuff like this. You're doing it from the basic ingredients. It generally, I've noticed that saves you a ton right there.
That's a great tip. I totally agree. Yeah. I love it.
Well, and the thing which is nice is some of the recipes that when you go back and like revisit recipes from your parents or your grandparents, some of them are a bit of a hassle, but there's always one or two that are real simple. Like I was reminded the other day of making just sliced cucumbers in summer, where you just cucumbers, vinegar, water, a little sugar, a little salt, done. Maybe some onion in there too, but you're done. And it's like all of a sudden you realize, oh, that's not that difficult at all. I think that by going out there, if you want to cut budget, I would say we cut when we started doing more cooking that our budget cut about 20% on that when we did most of our own cooking directly.
That's amazing. That's a huge savings.
So this is once again, this is Agitha is looking for people to respond. This is up on the Star Tribune website. If you type in her name, G-I-T-A, and just hit search, it will pull up her stories there. And it's how do you save money on groceries? Share your tips. How long are you going to be looking for people to give you input on that?
The next 2-3 weeks.
All right. So if
the
you have tips,
the better, though.
Okay. Is it throughout the metro, throughout statewide, Wisconsin too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you can send them straight to my email, GITA@StarTribune.com.
GITA@StarTribune.com. And like I said, if you've got some good stories, share them, because obviously this is the kind of stuff that, you know, I think we all can, you know, stuff that we all can get along with. And I think that's good. It's good information. Geetha Seetharamina, thank you very much. I appreciate the time. I appreciate the explanation on what's going on with Delta SkyMiles. I can understand why some of my friends are upset. And I imagine if they revisit this, I'm going to call you back and have you back here, because obviously that's going to be a pretty major shift.
That would be great. I hope I get to come back with some good news.
Geetha, my pleasure. And anytime you want to come back, you please do. It's been a pleasure chatting with you.
Thank you.
My bad. Geetha Seetharamina is once again the Star Tribune consumer reporter. Go find her story there about helping out on how you save money with shopping. And like I said, if you get away from the pre-processed stuff and you start making stuff on your own, you're going to make some money. You're going to save some money there. That's for sure. We'll take a break. Come on back. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Located just north of 50th and France, the Great Wall Restaurant has provided a delicious taste of authentic Chinese cuisine since 1981. Specializing in Sichuan and Peking dishes, they offer one of the most extensive menus in the Twin Cities. Favorites include hot and sour soup, pan-fried dumplings, and mushu pork with homemade Chinese pancakes. Stop by their Edina location or call for takeout at 952-927-4439. See the full menu at greatwallrestaurant.us.
Hi, this is Gina. Matthew, I will not read this next line.
I'll be your snookum wookums.
Fine. My husband is the sexiest radio host in Minnesota, Matt McNeil.
Dang straight.
When it came time to replace my vehicle, I wanted an option that was safe in the environment. I wanted a hybrid. My RAV4 hybrid is a greener vehicle without sacrificing style and comfort. I love my Toyota hybrid.
Toyota hybrids are incredibly fuel efficient. Test drive one today at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Get ready for one of the coolest music events of the year. The 11th Powderhorn Porch Fest will showcase top-notch local artists spanning indie, rock, country, blues, and more on 3 porches that will transform into stages. Powderhorn Porch Fest is Saturday, September 16th from 4 to 10 p.m. along 17th Avenue between 32nd and 34th Streets. Featured are 13 talented artists and the electrifying Nerd D opening and closing the show. And it's not just about the tunes. Enjoy sweet and savory delights from food trucks and cool merch from local vendors. Don't miss the Reverie Cafe and Beer Garden, back for the third year, perfectly complementing the music and festivities. Hosted by the Powderhorn Park Neighborhood Association and neighbors on 17th Avenue, this festival showcases strong cross-neighborhood partnerships. Powderhorn Porch Fest isn't just a music festival, it energizes our South Minneapolis community and supports local programs and services. Again, that's Saturday, September 16th from 4 to 10 p.m. along 17th Avenue between 32nd and 34th Streets. Learn more at ppna.org.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. So the question here, and this is, I got to tell you the truth. All right. So once again, I know I look like a total waste of time. actually, I'm a business major from William Penn. So I find stuff like this somewhat fascinating. Because there was a decision. Someone sat there at Delta, and not just someone, a few people sat there and came up with the idea. It's like, okay, we have got to do something here to basically fix the problem that, and my guess is going to be that, and it's a good problem to have. I don't quite know why you need to fix it, but too many people were taking advantage of it. And I can't believe that they were losing money on flights. I can't believe that. Maybe their profit margins weren't as robust as they wanted them to be. That might be the reason. I don't know. But they felt the need, or the other one that I thought of, and I didn't have a chance to talk to Geetha about this, was this an attempt to make this more exclusive? Is this an exclusive thing? you're not one of the pretty people. Get away from us. Go, shoo, shoo, shoo. I don't know. I don't know if that's the, if that was the case. I don't think the lifestyles of the rich and famous Robin Leach crap from the 80s and other times throughout our history is working now, though. I don't think that that's. I was like, well, okay. What was the numbers? I mean, it was a pretty obscene amount of money that they were spending on this, you know, to upgrade. I mean, and this is once again, this is the dollars you have to use on the credit card. You know, you have to get 6,000, which by her account was, you know, you're going to have to spend $60,000 to get 6,000. On the credit card towards Delta purchases, I think it was. I don't know. I don't have this. I don't fly that much. I don't. I know a radio host who does a regular show 3 to 5 in the afternoons. Who knew? I'm not exactly heading on out to get on the jet to go to Mazatlan this weekend. No, that's not me. I do fly occasionally. I mean, I fly down to South Carolina to visit my mom sometimes, which, by the way, can I just say what a pain in the tuckus it is to get down there? That's one of those places where you have to intentionally go to Charleston, South Carolina. Sun Country has been my savior on that one because Sun Country flies to Savannah, which is really expensive, and that one books out because everyone's heading over to Hilton Head. But you can fly to Jacksonville because there's a Mayo Clinic extension down there in Jacksonville. That so they have round trip, they have like a weekly flight that you can take down there. That's a slick deal because that's only a two-hour drive back up the Georgia coast to get to South Carolina. So it's a pretty slick deal. That's the one I've been doing. I've been flying down to Jacksonville and driving up I-95 back towards South Carolina. And you can get a pretty decent rate on that. I mean, it's not like I'm getting, you know, having to sell the kidney so I can take a flight. But if you do a lot of these things, and I think it's, I don't know. I think there are some people who are, you know, the prestige status sort of thing. Now, here's where I'm going to counter that. Have you been to an airport? They're not the most pleasant experiences. They're just not. I mean, it's not that it's bad. I think MSP is better than a lot of them. I think MSP is a lot better than a lot of them. Denver's a freaking nightmare. Denver is not a pleasant place to go take a flight. No, don't. Kansas City is also pretty atrocious. Who did I hear that? Trace Ballou. Kansas City's airport is not good. It's not bad. It's just, it's sterile. It's not very comfortable. The food's not very good. And so I can understand why people are trying to get into the Delta SkyMiles Club because, you know, if your option is to sit there in a loud, crowded bar where, or, you know, bar in an airport skyway where some guy's screaming about a freaking Tampa Bay Buccaneers game while you're trying to just kind of relax before your flight, I can get where you might want to go up there. But I don't think this is a good idea. Just from my personal friend group, the number of people, and yes, granted, I'm not missing the point that, yes, white suburban guy. So I understand my friend group is probably not representative of a lot of other people's friend group, but the friend group that I run in, that there's quite a few, almost immediately, I think there's like 10 or 12 people that's like, I can't believe they're doing this. And I don't think it was those silver people. I think it was the people that was the gold and platinum that they basically are saying, okay, wait a minute here. Now I've got to spend how much money? You know, maybe Delta kind of has the mentality. It's like, who are you going to go to? We're the ones that are flying everywhere you want to go. Although for a hub, you know, and how many times you have to fly to freaking Detroit or Nashville or Atlanta, that's kind of annoying. Not a lot, you know, there are some, don't get me wrong, there are some nonstops and that's fine, but there's, you know, how many times have I said, oh, it will only cost you $600 for a flight and there's four connections. What? How is that even possible? You know, one of the most expensive flights I've ever had to take on a Delta? Atlanta. Seriously. From one hub to another hub, nonstop. It was god-awful expensive to fly to Atlanta. I was like stunned. That was one time I flew down to go visit my mom. I flew into Atlanta and then drove across Georgia and did that. I'm not doing that again because it was actually far more expensive to do that than it was to fly somewhere else, get a rental car, and drive up there. It was actually far more expensive. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how Delta goes with this. I'm going to guess they're going to revisit this before too long. I really do. Hour two, that's coming up next.
Hi, this is Paul Metza, inviting you to listen to the Wallet Power Radio Hour every weekend on AM 950. We are on at 6 p.m. on Saturday. We feature artists, musicians, raconteurs, private detectives, and more. 6 p.m. Saturday night on AM 950.
You know how it is with vacuum cleaners. You buy them, you break them, then you throw them away, right? Well, not necessarily. Often, fixing your vacuum can be cheaper than replacing it. Ever heard of A1 Vacuum in Roseville? They offer free estimates. So if you wish your vacuum worked like new again, drop by. A1 Vacuum is ready to help clean up your vacuum cleaner act. Find us at a-1vacuum.com or call 651-222-6316.
Come see the...
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.